RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Our special guest correspondent this week is Larissa Richardson, aka the Pop-Up Princess. Larissa is an avid crafter and DIYer who purchased a Coleman Santa Fe pop-up camper a few years ago in order to explore the great outdoors with her husband and three teenage children. They have had some epic summer adventures in that pop-up, and Larissa has become the go-to internet resource for camper makeovers. We are thrilled to have Larissa joining us on Campground of the Week to talk about one of her favorite family campgrounds. Welcome to the show, Larissa.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back on. Where are you taking us to this week?
This week we are going to Silver Falls State Park, just about 45 minutes west of Salem, Oregon.
Okay. We are excited that we are going to a brand new state this week on Campground of the Week, and we will learn all about Silver Falls State Park. But first, we want to thank Progressive Insurance for sponsoring Campground of the Week. Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today. For more info. All right, now back to that state park in Oregon. Tell us where it is in the great state of Oregon.
Well, it is about 45 minutes west of Salem, Oregon. It's just west of I-5, yeah, in Oregon. And we used it sort of as a stopover when we were coming from California to visit the Columbia River Gorge.
Okay, so you were traveling north. From California.
We were. Last year, we decided that in order to get our 16-year-old on board with the camping trip, we were going to have to pick a place where he really wanted to see. So our end destination was Seattle, and we had planned a bunch of little stops along the way to get there. But we had a break between California and Columbia River Gorge that we didn't really have anything planned. And so I was trying to find something for just a really quick one-night stop. And I was on Pinterest, and I saw this gorgeous picture of this beautiful waterfall, and it was just so picturesque, and I thought, we have got to find where that is and visit it. And sure enough, it was in Oregon, so I researched it and found that it was at Silver Falls State Park and jumped on their website, and they happened to have one last site available, and so I booked it, and we ended up loving it so much that we wished we would have had more time there. It was beautiful.
I love the fact that this was supposed to just be an overnight, like, you know, just refresh the batteries for the rest of the trip. And you ended up seeing this as like a place you can't wait to go back.
Yeah. In fact, if you ask my kids about our trip, if you ask them for one campground that they would love to go back to, it was definitely Silver Falls State Park. It was beautiful. And we were really sad to leave because we didn't book enough time there to get everything in.
Okay, so everybody has to put this on their itinerary and spend more than one night there if they're traveling through Oregon, and you're going to tell us why. Now, this is a public campground, obviously. It's a state park. Did you have to book online, or how did you book your site?
I booked our site online. They have a great website, and it's super easy to book your stay at the state parks in Oregon, and they have such a great state park system. They've really got it going on. They're just as well run as some of the private campgrounds that we have visited.
Okay, that's really good to know, because it can vary a lot, right, when you're booking public
yes.
sites. Okay, so let's zoom in a little bit on the campground. What size campground is this? Like, give us a general feel for the way the campground appears when you first show up.
Well, it's a little bit bigger state park than some of the Oregon state parks they have. They call it their crown jewel of the Oregon State Park System. And when you get there, it's easy to see why. It is just absolutely gorgeous. It's a little bit larger. They've got about 100 sites. I think it's about a 50-50 between RV sites and tent sites. There are a few more RV sites. And they've even got, I think, about 14 cabins that you can rent as well. The tent sites are going to run you about $19, and the electrical sites for RVs, they've got electric and water, they'll run you about $26.
Now, do all the sites have, all the RV sites have electric and water, or
they
some...
have, they do, they have electric and water, but they don't have a sewer hookup, and they have a dump station, but it's not immediately in the campground. It's about 3 miles down in a day use area.
Okay. But you can dump before you leave.
Yes.
If you do. Okay. If you fill up your tanks like we do.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances. All right. Now, you mentioned that you got like the last site. How far in advance was that? And how would you recommend other people book in advance?
Well, they allow you to book from 1 day to 9 months in advance. And if you know you're going there, I would book as soon as you can, because it's an extremely popular state park in Oregon. The locals all know about it, and it fills up fairly quickly. So if you know you're going, reserve 9 months in advance, especially like during the summer, anytime between Memorial and Labor Day, it's hard to get a site there.
Okay. All right. So don't you, this is not going to be a last minute stop. You're traveling and you're going to say, oh, let's pop in here and see how it goes.
Well, yeah, not in the summer. October to May, they do have some first come, first serve sites. But the only way to get a first come, first serve site is if someone else's reservation falls through or they don't show up or whatever during the summer. I wouldn't count on getting a site during the summer, just showing up and getting one.
Okay. So this is open all year then?
Yes, it is. And there are 18 RV sites that are open with water and electricity all year long.
Ooh, very nice. All right. It's probably really pretty and remote feeling at those off seasons. Now, let's zoom in on the sites a little bit more. You said that there were water and electric RV sites. What about the actual site? Were they concrete pads, rock, sand?
They are paved pads. So they're an asphalt pad. And they have two different loops. They have an A loop and a B loop. And the B loop is where primarily the bigger RVs would want to reserve. They've got some sites that are as big as like 85 feet. The B loop sites are going to be your more grassy areas. There are some secluded sites, but generally they're big grassy areas with large asphalt pads. They do have a fire ring and a grill and a picnic table.
It sounds like you're saying that this is a big rig friendly state park.
It is. The B loop especially is. Now, the A loop, you've got your tent campers, but there are about 8 sites that will accommodate smaller RVs, and they've got the water and electric as well. And those sites have a little bit more secluded feel. They've got the trees and the bushes in between some of the sites, so you feel a little more privacy there.
Where did you stay, Larissa?
We stayed in the A loop, and it was, I believe, site 78. It was a 34-foot site, and our pop-up camper fit perfectly, and it felt remote. It was really pretty.
Now, do you think going back, would you still stay in that A loop, or do you think that you'd try to get a little more remote over in the B loop?
Because we have a smaller camper and that's the kind of camping that we like, I would definitely stay in that A loop. If you've got a smaller camper and and you like the feeling of feeling like you're out in the woods, you cannot beat the A-Loop. It was gorgeous. I have a picture that we took of our pop-up camper, and it looks like we're out in the middle of nowhere. You would never believe that we are at a state park and there is a site to the left and to the right of us because it looks so remote.
All right, I'm going to have to nab that picture from you and put it in the show notes so everybody can see what that looks like and picture it a little bit more. All right, so when our listeners are thinking about booking this campground, what should they expect in terms of amenities? I mean, a lot of state parks, it's just there's nothing there but your site. Is that the case for this state park?
It's not. They have quite a bit going on. They have an actual historic lodge that is in a day use area, but there is a bike path that you can also hike along that takes you right straight to the South Falls Lodge, and they've got Wi-Fi there. The lodge actually has a restaurant where you can have a sit-down meal. They've got a cafe with a grill, so you can grab like a quick bite to eat if you're just wanting to get something quick and move on. They've got ice cream. They've got awesome bathrooms. And the thing that made my kids so happy was the bathrooms were private, and they were clean, and the showers were free.
And we came from it's like the trifecta.
Yes, and we came from California, the land of super expensive camp showers, and we crossed the border into Oregon, and these showers were sparkling. They were beautifully maintained, and they were free, and the kids could take these long hot showers, and they loved it. So,
you know, Larissa, I have to tell you, we've had a run of really good bathrooms on Campground of the Week, and on a recent episode, we had our Vandy Vagabond Alexandra talking, apologizing to the earth for her long shower. She found such a wonderful campground bathroom.
You know, you wouldn't think that in a campground that's something that you're going to look for, but after being on the road for so long, it's just so nice to take a hot shower and rejuvenate, because there's just something to be said about clean, free showers.
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me. The shower, I'm a mother of three boys. It's like my retreat. It's like my spa moment. Leave me alone. Yep. I'm in the hot shower. I'm recuperating in here. All right, so we will check out the bathrooms and plan for taking long, hot showers at the Silver Falls State Park. Okay, so the lodge, it has a restaurant, it has sparkling bathrooms. What else?
They do have Wi-Fi, but we found that the cell service was a little bit limited. It's pretty remote. Like when we drove out there, we drove through miles and miles of Christmas tree farms and beautiful rolling hills. It was absolutely gorgeous, but it's about 9,000 acres in the middle of nowhere. Okay. So you're not going to have, they tell us that AT&T service is a little bit better than the other carriers, but we have AT&T and we had a little bit of trouble with it as well. So if you're going to need a connectivity, then you're going to need to go to the lodge for the Wi-Fi.
Okay. And the Wi-Fi is usable in the lodge. If you're in the lodge, you can rely on it.
Yes, we didn't have a problem with the Wi-Fi at all in the lodge.
Okay. How about a playground?
They do have a playground. It's in the B Loop, and they also, right next to it, have a Junior Ranger tent. So in the summer, it's seasonal, but in the summer when they have their Junior Ranger programs going on, you can also swing over to the Junior Ranger tent and find out all the information there. They've got a lot of kids programs.
All right. Now, is there any other amenities at the campground that you feel would be helpful for our listeners to know about?
They don't have a pool or anything like that, but they do have natural swimming areas. So just because you don't have, you know, the pool and the game room doesn't mean that there aren't things for the kids to do and have a great time doing.
Yeah. And I know you're going to tell us all about all the other state park activities that are mm-hmm. right by this campground next. And we'll look forward to hearing all about the swimming holes then. Now, insider details. I've never been to the state park before, and I want to put it on my list. What will help me book the best site at this campground?
Well, you really have to know what kind of camping you prefer to do. For us, my little insider detail would be if you can fit in the A-Loop, book one of those sites in the A-Loop. Sites 73 through 81 are just really peaceful, and they're right next to the bike and hiking path over to the lodge. So they were a perfect location for us. we set up camp and the kids were hanging out in the campground, and my husband and I decided we wanted to take a little walk in the evening. There is the South Fork Silver Creek that runs right behind these sites, and the water's running and the campfires, and there's a little covered footbridge not very far from that area. And we just took the most peaceful, gorgeous walk ever. And there were crickets and frogs, and it felt completely secluded. And if that's the kind of camping that you like to do, don't be discouraged by the fact that it's a big state park, because you can find that camping there.
I love a creek behind my campsite. Like, it is one of my favorite things in the world.
It's the best white noise. It kind of blocks out the other campers, and so you feel really secluded.
Yeah, and you know, pop-up princess, we used to have a pop-up. And we stayed at some campgrounds where you could, like, hang out the bed, you know, over the creek in the back and just fall asleep to the sound of, you know. Now, I love my bathroom. I love all of the things I have now, but I do miss that about my pop-up.
And that's one of the things that I love so much, and what we missed about tent camping was that you get some of the best spots when you're tent camping right there on the river. But Silver Falls State Park has some of these spots, so you can still get that feel.
All right. Now, Silver Falls State Park sounds like a phenomenal place, and obviously you can't wait to go back. But here at Campground of the Week, we say nobody's perfect. If in your expertise as a camper, what is one thing that you would recommend that this state park just tweak a little bit to make everybody's experience that much better?
You know, it's hard to pick on them because they have so many things going on and they're doing so many things right. But when we first checked in, the person who checked us in at the registration booth was just less than enthusiastic about checking us in there. And she wasn't mean. She was just sort of disinterested. And every question that I asked was answered with a short yes or no. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to pick on them because they have so many great rangers there. But yeah, that was our first impression. And when I got there, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be one of those days where the campground staff doesn't care and everything's going to be wrong and they're just apathetic. It didn't end up being that way, but that was my first impression. And so I feel like they could probably work a little bit better on their first impression and maybe staff the registration and camper check-in booth with people who are a little more willing.
Right.
To help first-timers find the things that they need to find there.
Really excited to welcome you to this amazing state park, right? It sets the tone for that visit. And I appreciate you not wanting to be cranky. We like that here at RVFDA. But first impressions do matter. And we talk a lot about the importance of just even phone, you know, like the people you talk to on the phone, really communicating that tone of the campground that you're staying at. So I think that's a great nobody's perfect tip. Well, thank you, Larissa, so much for that review of the Silver Falls State Park Campground in Oregon. And we are going to be back in a minute with Larissa from the popupprincess.com to talk about all of the activities and attractions in Silver Falls State Park that you are going to enjoy during your trip here. Stay tuned.
Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I am so excited to have our guest correspondent, Larissa Richardson from thepopupprincess.com, telling us all about Silver Falls State Park Campground, which is in Oregon, just 45 minutes west of Salem. And now she is going to tell us all about the activities and attractions that are within this state park. She wishes that she had had more time to explore the state park, and now she's going to tell us why. All right, Larissa, you ready to go?
I am.
All right. What are we going to do when we're staying here?
So the biggest draw of Silver Falls State Park is the actual waterfalls. They've got something called the Trail of 10 Falls, which is about a 7-mile loop, and you'll get to see 10 gorgeous waterfalls. And this is where we saw South Falls, that picture that had drawn me there in the beginning.
Now, Larissa, did you do the entire 7-mile loop?
You know, we didn't. And because we were coming in and it was a stopover and we didn't have a whole lot of time, when we got there, we sort of walked along the path to find that South Falls that we were looking for. And we ran into a ranger, Ranger Ian. He was fabulous, who really took the time to sit down with us and say, okay, this is what you want to see. This is what your kids are willing to do. Here's my recommended loop. And we ended up taking a 2-mile loop that took us to the upper and lower South Falls, and it was perfect. It was just enough to see the falls that we had wanted to see, but not too much that our kids were whining the whole entire time and making the 7-mile hike miserable.
Right. Okay. So that's great to know. There's access points that you can kind of hit some of the falls without doing that whole 7 miles.
And you can also, there are pull-off points, so you can drive to a lot of those. Some of them are only accessible by foot, but there are a lot of them that are accessible by car, and there are some day-use areas. So you can drive your car if your kids are not willing to do a 7-mile loop and still be able to see some of those waterfalls.
Okay, and I'm sure that the rangers, it sounds like, would be happy to help you plan your attack strategy on that.
Yeah, so the rangers that we came in contact with were fabulous. And they actually took the time to talk to us and find out what kinds of things we were interested in. And it came about that the ranger discovered that my husband was an avid runner, and they were having a 5K run along the waterfall trails that very next day. And he gave us all the information. My husband had brought along his running clothes. He was super excited. And he did this cool, memorable trail run at one of our campsites that he will always remember. And we sat there and cheered him on and took pictures. And the staff was awesome in recommending activities that were going to fit our family.
All right. That is just phenomenally impressive that he did a run. Like he was like, yeah, no, I was planning on vacationing tomorrow, but I'll do a 5K run.
He's like that. And I was like, you know what? I will cheer you on from up here.
I want to be that person, Larissa. I just don't think I have it in me.
I know I don't.
That's awesome. That's such a cool experience. And you're right. It's those little moments that are just unforgettable.
And the very cool thing about the trail run and the whole 10-mile loop is that 4 of those waterfalls on the Trail of 10 Falls, you can actually walk behind. And my kids thought that was just the coolest thing ever, because there was a trail to the waterfall, but then it went down and behind the waterfall. And they were able to see the waterfall from behind. There was a cool little cave and a whole guardrail and everything. It was really memorable. We took some amazing pictures and they had a great time.
And now I thought, you have the Pinterest pictures for Silver Falls State Park. That's great.
But I have one kid that just, she does not like to hike. And I will always remember going to the Redwood Forest and her taking a few steps out of the car and saying, are we just going to look at trees the whole entire time? And so I thought to myself, oh my gosh, we're going to get out and she's going to go, are we just going to look at waterfalls the entire time? But she loved it. It was so different than just hiking out, you know, 5 miles to look at a waterfall from afar, because they got to interact with the waterfall. They got to see the backside of it. There was some history and some sciencey stuff that was also there for them to take a look at. And it was great. They had a good time because they got to interact with it.
Okay, so there's this, there's these waterfall hikes, there's a whole loop. What else is here at the state park for us to do?
Well, they have something called State Parks Day in Oregon, and we coincidentally happen to be in Oregon during State Parks Day. It's usually the first Saturday in June. This year, it's June 4th, and all the activities and even the camping is free. So if you happen to know ahead of time and plan, you can stay for free on State Parks Day.
Wow, you guys really had a lot of little coincidences.
Yeah. You were here.
Wow, you're like you're like Kismet travelers.
I guess so. It was awesome though, because when we got there, we not only did we not have to pay to camp there, but also they had a bunch of activities. They had free food, they had kids activities, they had that fun run that I told you about with the trail run. They had a coloring contest for the kids over at the lodge. They just had things for all ages that was really awesome. And the thing that impressed me the most is there were so many people there, but it never really felt crowded. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's State Parks Day. Let's stay away because everybody is going to be there for State Parks Day. They were so well run and they had everything so organized that it never felt overly crowded. And my kids got to do all the activities that they wanted to do.
So our listeners then should definitely look for that State Parks Day online when they're planning their trip and see if it coincides with their travels.
Yeah, if it does, it's a great thing to do because they've got things catered to each age group. So there's something for everyone. And I was telling you, my husband did this fun run, the trail hike, and there were little kids running it. So there was no age limit to it. There was a 5-year-old that even beat my husband. So
great.
It was definitely
I'm sure he'll be thrilled you shared that, Larissa.
I know. Sorry, honey.
That they really like that. All right. What else is there? You mentioned swimming.
They do have swimming areas. So they've got an area in South Falls. It's a day use area that is designated for swimming. And then the Upper North Falls Trail also leads into a pool that's kind of below the falls, and they permit swimming there as well.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. And they also have, if you're coming with horses, they've got horse camping, and they've got stables and day use areas for horses. They've got a conference center there, so a lot of companies will come and have their conferences there, but the conference center does rent out bikes too. So if you end up at the park without a bike, there are bike rentals and a lot of trails there for bikes and for horses.
Oh, so, and you mentioned that one bike trail right by the campground too. So
yeah.
This is definitely a very bike friendly state park.
Yeah. So if you're bringing your bikes, if you've got room in your camper to load the bikes, it's a great place because they've got miles and miles of trails that you can see the park in a funner way than just hiking, I guess my kids would say.
Oh, believe me, our kids would completely agree. And you know what? We've really embraced that as a family. Like now that the boys can ride their bikes, we're like, it's easier to drag them on a long bike ride than on a long hike.
Absolutely. But they also have like a lot of other things going on for kids besides just the bike trails and the swimming. They've got, like in March, they have an owl prowl where they learn about owls, and they've got owls that they'll bring in. They've got April Fool's Day hikes. They've got Earth Day cleanups. They've got a wildflower festival. Of course, in June, they've got the annual State Parks Day, and they've got 4th of July things in July. They've got a lot of things geared towards families. They've got star parties and Christmas festivals, and you can find all of their events on their blog. The state park actually has their own blog, and that's silverfallstatepark.wordpress.com, and you can find information on activities and the conference center and the lodge, and they've even got like a Silver Falls webcam up there, and it's really well run.
Wow, this is sounding, you're right, like more of a private resort than a state park system. And that's just phenomenal when the state has the funding and the resources to really engage people in this product.
It's awesome. They understand that vacations should really be about families and getting your kids together and, you know, providing activities to keep them all busy and entertained so that they will want to be out in nature. And my kids had a blast. And my kids are techie kids that would rather be behind their phones, and they weren't when we were there. So
right. That's great. Now, also, you mentioned that this is really in the middle of nowhere, you know. I mean, it's a drive. it's remote. But so if someone were staying here, they could, with a little bit of a drive, access some major interests, right, in Oregon. So what is kind of in the area, maybe an hour away, 2 hours away, that people could see on day trips?
So it is remote, but it is a gorgeous ride. It's a beautiful drive, and after making that drive, we all decided we wanted to move to Oregon. So don't let that deter you. But not very far from Silver Falls State Park, they've got the Columbia River Gorge, which is about a two-hour drive, and I'm sure everybody's seen those iconic photos of Multnomah Falls and everything that the Columbia River Gorge has to offer. That's only a two-hour drive away, which isn't really all that bad. Portland is an hour and a half. Mount Hood is about 3 hours away. They've also got something called the Enchanted Forest, which is like a storybook amusement park. They've got rides and things like that. And that's only about 45 minutes away from Silver Falls State Park.
Okay. And that's another good like carrot for your kids. You know, mm-hmm. like we like to offer them the super duper kid experience on a vacation too, you know, so that's a good option for that.
Yes, absolutely. But they've got things for adults as well. There are multiple vineyards and breweries, and the Oregon coast is only about hour and a half away from Silver Falls State Park. Detroit Lake is about an hour away, and they've got a place called Silverton. It's a historic little town that I think we didn't get a chance to visit, but we spoke with a few campers there that highly recommended Silverton, and they were older adult campers without kids, and they said it was just such a cute little town. They have a Oregon Tulip Festival in Silverton that runs in April, and they've got Oktoberfest over there. So they've got things for adults as well. This is not just a state park that caters to families and young kids.
It sounds like it caters to anybody. My
it
goodness.
It really does.
Yeah, this is, it's gorgeous. And we've mentioned and thrown around moving to Oregon too. I think anybody that's ever been there, somewhere in the back of their head thinks, why don't I live in Oregon? It is just such a beautiful location. Well, Larissa, that was a great review of Silver Falls State Park and the State Park campground there. And now, before we wrap up, we're going to have Progressive Insurance's one of their 50 Progressive Adventures, which are unique attractions that need to be seen but are off the beaten path. And if you are driving up Highway 101 in Oregon, stop by Cannon Beach, where you can visit the Haystack Rack, a small island of rock made famous in the hit motion picture The Goonies. Then you're going to travel north to Astoria, Oregon to visit the actual Goonies house too. Adventure awaits with Progressive. And thank you also to Jayco for sponsoring Campground of the Week. To see their full line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And now our pop-up princess, tell people where they can find you on social media.
You can find us on Facebook at The Pop-Up Princess or on Instagram at The Pop-Up Princess. We're also on Twitter at The Pop-Up Princess. And of course, our website is www.thepopupprincess.com.
And if you want to make your RV just a little bit prettier, you need to go to thepopupprincess.com for all the inspiration that you need. We love your site, Larissa. Everybody go over there and check out her beautiful pop-up that she travels in with her three teenagers. She is not scared of traveling and camping with teenagers, and we love her for that. All right, Larissa. Well, thank you so much for being our guest correspondent. We appreciate it, and we will see you at the campground.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper Going Places, Doing Things is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.